NHL draft tomorrow night. The Tkachuk name has been a big part of the NHL for a long, long time. Matthew Tkachuk went a few years ago to Calgary, and now his brother Brady Tkachuk expected to go top five tomorrow night, and his dad is on the line. We have not caught up with him in a long time. I'm not sure he's ever been on the show, which is shocking. Here is longtime NHLer Keith Tkachuk. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, guys. How are things going up north?
Oh, man, we're doing okay. We're gearing up for what's going to be going down tomorrow night, and this is your second time in a few years where you've got your son expected to go in the top five. Is it easier on the nerves the second time through?
Yeah, you know what it is. I think so. Obviously, we learned a lot about, you know, the ups and downs of what happened 2 years ago and all the excitement and all the people and all everything that surrounds a great event like the NHL draft. So I think now we're just anxious to see, you know, where he does go.
Walt, a lot of hockey dads, even former NHL players, they watch their kid and it just crushes them that they're not any good and they're not going anywhere. When did you know your boys were going to, you know, they had a chance or they were, you know, they're going to have the opportunity to move forward in hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, as they're growing up, I think once they took that major step to the National Development Program and getting picked for that, you kind of knew they might have a chance. And obviously, they needed a lot of work to get there, and they still need a lot of work to continue, you know, to get to the National Hockey League. But, you know, when they're younger, you're just hoping they get a college scholarship, never mind, you know, being able to be at the draft and seeing your name get called somewhere in the first round. So it's an exciting time for our family. We're looking forward to it, and, you know, I'm just blessed. Both boys are healthy and good kids.
When does the hockey dad advice stop for the players, the kids? I mean, is your son Matthew getting calls from his dad saying, what the hell were you doing that shift? Or when you get to the NHL, it all stops?
No, you're still a dad. And, you know, when you do questionable stuff, you might get on him a little bit. But at the end of the day, he's playing the National Hockey League. I'm not. And I can tell, I know him well enough now where Matthew, you know, if he knows, he knows when he doesn't play well and he doesn't need it from me. And he'll call and he'll ask for advice. And that's when we talk, you know. And Brady the same. You know, Brady's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these kids got to learn a little bit on their own and just be there to support them. But if they do something stupid, you got to let them know.
You ever call Matthew up and say, can you leave your mouth guard in and stop chewing on it?
You know what? There is things you can, you know, everybody knows who's a parent. You pick and choose your battles. Maybe it's, yeah, that mouthpiece drives me nuts. But, you know, especially all the money we paid to, you know, get things fixed over the course of the year. So I'm more concerned about getting a haircut. I don't like when his hair is too long.
With Keith Tkachuk again.
That's because you don't have any more hair anymore.
Exactly. That's what he says to me. Don't be jealous.
His son, Matthew Tkachuk, of course, in Calgary. Brady Tkachuk, his other son, expected to go in the top five or top ten tomorrow night. And a couple of Canadian teams in that top five. I mean, you're well aware of playing in Canada. Matthew plays in Canada. How would you feel about a three-pack if Brady goes to Ottawa or Montreal tomorrow night?
Yeah, it'd be a little strange being an American kid and all three of us maybe getting the opportunity to play in, you know, up in Canada. But, you know, wherever he goes, he goes. I mean, you know, I'd selfishly I'd like to have at least one of them close to home, but, you know, we don't get to choose that. It's out of our control. And wherever he goes, and, you know, he'll be excited.
I think a lot of people just assume that Brady plays like you and plays like Matthew. I mean, how would you? Are there any differences in his game compared to you and Matthew? Do you look at him differently than the way you guys play?
You know what? I think the one thing, I think we're all pretty competitive or try to play that power game. I think Brady's probably fat. Well, he is faster than Matthew, and he's taller and, you know, likes to make contact out there. I mean, Matthew's a pretty smart player, and at the end of the day, they both have a lot of work they need to improve on and like different aspects of their game, but they both like to get in the dirty areas and around the net and from the dots down, and, you know, I think that's one of their biggest assets. It's strength on the puck, so, you know, Brady's got some hands like Matthew, and, you know, they both like to compete hard, and that's what I love about him.
You think Brady's ready to play in the NHL right now, Keith?
You know what? That's a good question. It's a big jump. I think he's leaning towards that right now, but I said the same thing about Matthew. I didn't think Matthew was ready, and he proved me wrong. I think he did it on purpose to prove me wrong, but Brady has that option to go back. I guess we'll have to see But most likely, you know, probably end up going back for a year.
With Keith Kachuk, you got, I mean, you played in a different era, different style. Oh, you talk about it all the time. Not as much fighting, not as much hitting, but there's still room for agitation and physicality. And I think you see it out of Matthew. I think we're expecting that out of Brady.
Well, you see it in the playoffs too, Brian. Oh, you the regular season's a joke to watch. Nobody hits anybody. But come playoff time, if you don't have guys that want to play physical, you will not win.
Right. Do you see that too, Keith? I mean, do you still enjoy the physicality in the game?
I love it. I mean, obviously, you got to be aware of what you're doing out there. But look how effective Tom Wilson was for the Washington Capitals. You know what? He might not be the big name like Ovechkin and Kuznetsov, but he was a big factor in them winning the Stanley Cup. And so I think you need those type of guys. And, you know, but there is a fine line, you know, to be physical at certain times. But I love how it guys get in there and play with that edge. I think it really helps out some of the other players on your team.
Well, we're looking forward to tomorrow night. I know you are as well. Good luck with everything with Brady and the boys. And thank you for doing this today. We appreciate it, Keith.
Well, I appreciate it. Good talking to you guys. Take care. Thank you very much.
There's Keith Kachuk, five-time NHL All-Star. He's got Matthew Kachuk in Calgary already with the Flames. Brady Kachuk more than likely going in the top five tomorrow night. Kachuk family makes it rain in the NHL.
Be pretty cool summers, you know. Two boys, dad, golfing, training. Just be a lot of fun. It'd be a cool dynamic.
Well, I saw someone tweeting about this today. I guess, you know, Brady Kachuk is down there speaking with the media, and he's, I don't know how much weight you're supposed to put into this because these are kids and they're
saying he wants to go back to school for a year?
No. He's saying, like, it would be cool to play with Matthew one day, play with his brother one day. And I think it might have been Matt Sakaris out in Vancouver who was, like, basically trying to put two and two together. Could it get to a point where when they're free agents, they decide to co-conspire and find a way to be on the same team? And I don't know. I mean, that would be a cool story, but that's so far down the road. I mean, you're not going to be thinking about that when you draft the guy. You're not going to draft him and be like, uh-oh, he's going to go to Calgary to play with Matthew in 7 years. And again, he's 18 years old. He was probably posed a question. What's he supposed to say? No, that wouldn't be cool for me to play with him at some point. Of course he's going to give you that answer. But it is a rarity. You just don't see it that often in pro sports, especially guys who go that high in the draft. You know, this isn't a Wayne Gretzky with Brent Gretzky. You know, this is two guys.
That's always so hard to orchestrate,
10.
Though. When you get to unrestricted, you're going to delay an entire team. I'm not signing an extension. Everybody knows what's up. But generally, the only way that stuff happens is if one gets traded for.
He feels like the unique player in the draft, in the top 10. Brady Kachuk is.
I'll tell you what. If they're saying that Svechnikov is the clear away number two, which they're all saying, if I'm three, I'd be awfully difficult to walk away from him. He's a game breaker. He's a, maybe a game changer.